And just like that, I was gone. I didn't have a chance to say goodbye or see you later or none of that. And everybody was surprised, I'm pretty sure. But a couple of things I realized immediately about leaving. Number one, you know, they say this thing about your life will flash in front of your face. Yeah, it does, but you know what? It doesn't really do it all at once. I realized that it had been happening for weeks. You know, I would have, I would recall something in my past, even going back to my childhood. And so it's not like a movie. It's like things that you'll recall over the last few weeks of your life. But you don't realize it's the last few weeks of your life. So you just think you're just recalling these things, or as most people think, we're just remembering things. But no, that's what that means. Your life is being presented to you over a period of time before you leave this earth. The other thing is that, at least so far, this idea that you're going to see all your family and people who have passed before you, I ain't seen nobody. In fact, I don't know how long I've been gone, but it's taken me this long to basically get to a point where I could communicate in this way. Because before, I was just sort of, I don't know, just floating around. I wasn't conscious in the sense of, like, now I'm conscious. But I don't even know where I was. So that's the second thing. There is no, you know, we're going to meet in the by and by. That's not true. The other thing, or the third thing, I guess, is that I can't see or hear what's going on Earth. I don't know what y'all doing. You know, I like I say, I don't even know how long I've been gone. So this idea that, like, you know, I'm going to be able to look down at my own funeral, nah, it didn't happen. And so if people were talking bad about me, I don't know. If they were talking good about me, I don't know. So you just really are left with whatever you left. That's what you left. There's no going back. And the fourth thing is, as far as I've been able to see so far, there's no heaven or hell. So I'm sorry to tell you that. There's, as far as I can see, nothing. Just sort of in this ether-like. I can't see anything. I can't hear anything. Except now I can hear my voice. But that's it. I don't know if I'm out in space or deep, deep underground, or I don't know. I might be in another galaxy, another universe. I don't know. So when you take those things into account, then I would say that we need to be concerned with how we live our life while we're on Earth, while we're alive, and get past this idea that, oh, I have to do certain things when I'm alive in order to make sure I get into heaven. There is no heaven, y'all. There's no hell. So whatever you do on Earth, I would say we'd be better off doing the best we can to treat everybody as best we can and to take care of our family and friends and loved ones, because you never know when you're going to leave. And it's true, you can't take it with you. I ain't got a dime that I can find. And I'm not hungry, so I don't get to eat no, you know, my favorite snacks and stuff. Like, you know, when we thought we was going to die and go to heaven, we could eat chocolate all day long. Nah. So, now, the next time I get to do this, I don't know when that's going to be. But hopefully I'll get to speak and you can hear me. At least I hope you can hear me. But in any case, at least I hope that you're thinking good thoughts about me. And let me see. I was trying to remember what my name was when I was alive, but I can't remember that particular name. I kind of got an idea, but maybe you can tell from my voice who I was. See you later.